Hawkins, Democrats use gun control failure to fundraise for gun control. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 16, 2020. Democrat gun control failed to stop the February 14, 2018 attack at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, but the party sees the second anniversary of the horrid incident nonetheless, using it to fundraise both for greater Democrat control and more gun control. On February 14, 2020, Breitbart News reported an email from the Chris Coons for Delaware campaign. The email criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, R, for not passing universal background checks, and a button was embedded which recipients could click into go a donations page. The email used the Marjory Stoneman Douglas tragedy to justify to the push for background checks but never mentioned the attacker passed a background check in order to acquire his rifle. In other words, the email did not mention the Democrats' beloved background checks were already in place and the attacker submitted to them to acquire his gun, just as nearly every mass public attacker of the last 15 years has done to get their guns. Instead, the email gives the impression that some deficit in gun control allowed the gunman to acquire a weapon. Andrew Pollack lost his daughter Meadow Pollack in the February 14, 2018, attack. He spoke to Breitbart News, providing a response to the fact that Democrats were fundraising off the attack. For the families, Parkland was an unspeakable tragedy. For Democrat activists, it was a grand opportunity. They politicized my daughter's murder to fundraise and hid the truth from America. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.